Good evening to everyone. This evening, we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father Christopher Matthew. Upton is presently serving as the youth minister of the Chicago area, and he has previously joined us here on Saluto and blessed us with devotional messages. We are excited to have him back again this evening, and we thank him for taking his time out of his schedule to lead us. And at this time, I invite Upton to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Barkamar, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine word, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments and perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and always and forever. Amen. This evening, as we are now in the season of the Advent or the birth or the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I just wanted to give a short meditation about what we celebrate during this Christmas season and looking at a particular group of people that we always see or that we always remember during this time that we celebrate and remember the birth of Christ. Now, every year that when we have our Christmas programs and you see the different tableaus of the ecumenical programs, our own individual church programs, we always know there's always those important key figures that we see every year. And we always have, you know, the baby Jesus that's always there at the center of the show, and with Mary and Joseph, you know, as they travel to Bethlehem. And we know that the message of Christ being born was given to the shepherds to come and visit and to worship the Lord who was born to us as a Savior. And that's what I want to focus on for tonight. So for today, I wanted to read from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, the account starting from verse 8 onwards, just to refresh our memories of those shepherds who came in to worship Christ. So St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 following. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told by them, by the shepherds. Mark and Mark. So as we see, these shepherds were given a great message by the angels. And we have to, you know, they are told that the Messiah, the Christ, has come. And as we see, on this most auspicious and blessed day of the year, when we receive our Savior who was born to us for our salvation, when we look at that event 2,000 years ago, we see that these simple men, these shepherds, were the first ones given the message when Christ was born. They were the first to be told to go and visit him. And every year when we try to think, what's that message for us to think about? Why were they the first ones to be told that the Christ child was born, the Savior of the world, as the angel had told them? You know, in the city of David, a Savior who is the Christ the Lord, he is the one that's born to us. And they were the first ones to receive that message. Now, when we look into the scriptures and look at the qualities of shepherds, especially as Christ has told to us, we can see that there's an important quality for us to understand as Christians living in 2013 and going into 2014, that we have to make sure that we are following in our life if we want to be able to receive Christ in our hearts, so that our living bodies or our bodies are a living temple, a living manger for Christ to be born into our hearts, so that we can spread the gospel as these shepherds had done 2,000 years ago, as we see in St. Luke's Gospel. First and foremost, we know from the scriptures that the shepherds are constantly vigilant in protecting and guarding their sheep. They're the one of the few people who will be awake or be ready to receive a message in the middle of the night. We see that Jesus himself tells us in St. John's Gospel, chapter 10, that he is the good shepherd. And when he talks about being the good shepherd, as he tells us in St. John's Gospel, there's a critical quality that he talks about. In beginning in verse 7, and as Jesus says to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep do not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, that they may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." When we see this quality of a shepherd, he continually watches over his flock. He continually is very vigilant to make sure that his sheep, the sheep that are under his responsibility, under his care, he gives his life for them and watches through the night to make sure that they are protected. And this is something that we have to make sure that we are following, because Jesus tells us that we have to be vigilant and watchful for the second coming. Because as we see at Jesus' first coming, when he came the first time and was born to us in this world to bring our salvation, to die on the cross for us, it was these shepherds, these men, who are the ones who are readily available to receive that message that Christ was born. So that's telling to us that we have to be ever vigilant at all times to receive the message of Christ in our hearts. So what does that mean? Some of those qualities that we have to have is a strong and dedicated and consistent prayer life, so that we have a consistent connection with him. Because without it, we won't be able to hear and receive that message. Also, it means that we have to be doing those things as Christ has taught us, so that we are always staying away from sin and being able to receive that message. Always being vigilant to receive and hear God talking to us in our own daily life. Because if we don't do this, we'll never be able to have Christ be born in our hearts and to be able to receive the message and to provide that message to others. And secondly, when we see this message being given to these shepherds, when we look 2,000 years ago at the social status of shepherds, they weren't the ones on the high part of the social scale. They were not the top of what people would imagine to receive a king of kings. And if you look in their society, if you look in our society today, these type of shepherds who live out in the desert just caring for some sheep, they're at the low end of the social status, you know, the stratosphere. But we see that God is telling to us that he's lifting up the humble, those who are poor in material ways or poor in the sight in earthly ways. He lifts those people up so that we might know that God's grace, God's mercy, and God's power is so much greater than any other things or materials or power that we could ever have here on this earth. So we have to be humble and have humility in our hearts if we want to be able to have our hearts to be to receive Christ, to receive that message that our Savior has come. Because if you want to really celebrate the joy of this season, we have to receive the message of who we are celebrating, which is Jesus Christ himself. Because if you don't have it, if he's not being born in our hearts and on a daily basis, by being able to be having his message in our hearts at all times and being vigilant in protecting that message in our hearts at all times and having a humble heart, then we're not fulfilling our responsibilities are fulfilling our call as being God's children. We're not fulfilling our call as being Christians, as we are baptized as little children, or at the moment that we are receive Christ in our hearts and dedicate our lives to Him. This is very important for us to have if we want to be really celebrating the season of Christmas. Because He is the reason we do all these things. Because, you know, of all the social projects, you know, the service projects are of like coat drives or providing food for the needy, or providing care for those who are struggling. All these things we do because Christ, God Himself, has blessed us abundantly, and He has given His life for us. And all that we can do is to continue to give back what we have received and give the glory back to God, who is always lifting us up. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, as we are participating and celebrating this season of Christmas, let us remember that we are called to be witnesses like the shepherds, and rejoicing that our Savior has come. We're called to be good stewards of the talents that God has given to us, and being able to receive His message vigilantly, as these shepherds were doing in the middle of that night 2,000 years ago in the city of Bethlehem, to be able to receive that message that Christ is born. And that we have to remember that we have to have that humble heart, that humility in our lives, so that we can make a fruitful, or live a very fruitful and blessed Christian life, and making sure that our lives are living examples of what Christ can do with us, just as He had done for those shepherds 2,000 years ago. May that always be in our hearts and our minds and our prayers, so that we can be like them at all times. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for His living words to us. Unto His Father who sent Him for our salvation, and to His living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and always and forever. Amen.